This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Southern California sound that took over music in the 60s, especially, and it still sounds good, is very applicable. The Beach Boys, and there's two different versions of them, and they travel around the country every summer, make lots of money, and have a good time. Why not, right?
Why not? They were at the Hollywood Bowl last week.
You know, I wanted to join the Hollywood Bowl. I still have on my desk here the flyer for the Hollywood Bowl. I've never been since 1993. 30 years I've been spending gobs of time in Los Angeles, and I have never once been to the Hollywood Bowl.
I can't believe it. But I do. I mean, you kind of leave town during summer because you're farming.
Yeah.
So, right. But you got to do it. You got to at least go one time. I mean, you don't even need to buy the tickets.
The kids have Megan and Matthew have a sort of a season ticket. They go to half a dozen different events every year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. They don't go to the kind of stuff I want to go to. They would.
Right. They want to go to the boring stuff for smart people.
Right,
we want to go to the fun stuff for dummies.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So here we are fighting the tendency of being more intelligent. Music does make you more intelligent. You know that, right? Any kind of music, it expands your brain, and it improves what are probably most people's natural gifts that they don't even know that they have. It's interesting, I'm coupling the conversation about music here with a lot of stories of successful people who get their start, their brain begins to open up when they answer the call of becoming musically intelligent, if that's the right way, I don't know, inborn abilities, amazing people. I'm musically, I guess my taste comes from the era that I grew up. Most of the time that happens with people, right? They like the music they grew up with, and therefore, it may be what you like. It's that music is there, and it is a fabulous way for you to improve your mood and improve the pheromones or hormones or whatever it is that go through your brain. It activates. The music you like will activate all kinds of good things in your body. And if you don't believe that, spend a life without music, and you find a lot of people grumpy as hell.
Yeah.
Because they have no music in their lives.
Plus, it's such a great way to spark your memory.
It's healing.
You know, I find that I just don't have the best memory for things. And I think that probably for you, too. I think when you grow up and there's, like, weird stuff that's in your childhood, you kind of just, you push your memories and you just look at the next thing, look at the next thing, look at the next thing. And one of the things that music is really good for me is I can bring myself back to a time and sort of live in it for a minute. And I love that. It's just a great reminder.
Yep, it sure is. We were talking about Larry Nassar getting stabbed. There's another story like this. A popular Tennessee soccer coach left his phone at a restaurant last weekend, and somebody opened it up. Apparently it wasn't locked. And they discovered videos on his device of him having all kinds of sordid relationships, the best word I guess I can find for it, with little boys. So now he's under arrest. And here's a guy who, like Larry Nassar, is exposed to lots of young women and young men, and they use their job to do things that are unspeakable. So what should happen? I think Larry Nassar and now this guy, and who knows? I hope there aren't more around, but there are a lot of deviants around. And so what should happen to them? They should be completely, they should be taken out of society, never have a chance to mingle again under any circumstances. Well, that's what happened to Larry Nassar. And as I said earlier, I'm surprised it took this long for him to get poked. Wait a minute, that's the wrong choice of words, I guess.
Stabbed.
Yeah, right, yes. Las Vegas police officer accused of stealing $164,000 in three separate casino robberies. This sounds like a page out of the Ocean.
Doesn't it sound like a movie? I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Caleb Rogers, arrested and charged in a criminal complaint, interfering with commerce by robbery. Don't you love some of this? The charge is interference with commerce by robbery and one count of brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. So anyway, this guy is in jail. He went to court and pled not guilty. And anyway, so he went to the sports book, it seems. Do you know this story? He ran toward a couple of employees in the sports book and yelled, "Get away from the money! I got a gun! I'll shoot you!"
Oh, man.
So they all ran away, and he grabbed the money and ran out. Not too bright. Apparently, the security officer tackled him in the parking garage, and so they had to restrain him until the rest of the police officers got there. But anyway, apparently he'd done this a couple of times before in different ways. He stole $85,000 in 2021. And there's another story here of him stealing $79,000 in February of 2022. But he got away with it until this time. Which I thought,
doesn't it sound like the page? Like, if somebody's not writing a movie about this or a TV show,
right,
you're really missing out. I mean, think about it. It's got all the stuff that people love to talk about. A bad cop, the mystery, the stealing. You could probably make an argument like where you could build some sympathy for the guy because he's been through it as a police officer.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the last attempt wasn't successful, but apparently the first three times were.
Wow.
So this is better than working, right? You can live in Las Vegas for $164,000 a year
pretty well. Why not?
Right? Yep. Speaking of that, don't forget, you have an opportunity to go to Las Vegas, and it's an easy call. 800-4-
You don't even have to steal it.
No, right. It's like stealing because you don't have to pay for it. 800-419-DOUG, 419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. Thanks to the teaming up that we did with 541 Travels. All right, so help yourself to Las Vegas, but please don't rob the casinos.
No, not while you're there.
No,
please.
Future in that.
Don't make it look bad.
The Marines apparently don't have a confirmed leader, and this is something the Joe Biden way of doing things, and now there's this Senator Tommy Tuberville, right?
Tuberville, yeah, from Tennessee.
Right. Mm-hmm. You must have a read on this. He stalled the nominations for military jobs, protesting the abortion policies in the military, which is none of his friggin' business as far as I'm concerned. So he's on the zero list, but you probably have a different story, or you know a little bit more about this than do I. I'm just looking at this and thinking, here we are being victimized by somebody who probably really doesn't even have a clue what the issues are. Maybe I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, but anyway. And the other side of this is, how can one guy in a group of 100 hold things up like this? How can one person have that much influence?
Well, these are how close the margins are on a lot of these committees. And so he's got a 7-month hold. This is Senator Tuberville on all senior military promotions. During, I guess, a bit of controversy because this guy, David Berger, has stepped down. He was the leader of the Marines for 4 years. He was supposed to hand over the reins to General Eric Smith, who has been nominated for the job. Instead, Smith's going to run the Corps on a temporary basis while he waits for Senate confirmation. So that's happened before while they're waiting for confirmation because of the hold from Tuberville. He's not confirmed because of Tuberville's commitment. I don't know a lot about what's behind it. I know there's a lot of disappointment with how the military has been run under the Biden administration.
Or not.
Lloyd Austin and others. He placed the hold in protest of the Pentagon's policy that pays travel expenses for troops if they cannot obtain abortions in their own state. So
why is it anybody's business?
Well, and here's the thing. What you're saying is right. Should the government be paying travel expenses for someone to get an abortion is the question.
No.
So he says no, and that's why he's putting the hold on.
Yeah, but that's not really the reason, and you know it as well as I do.
Well, no, I think that's probably the reason. I mean, that's what he said. I think, you know, it means that senior officers across the military can't move. They can't go to their new assignments, and a lot of he's trying to, you know, make it sting to the Pentagon. Seems like it's hurting more of the military officials, but at the highest levels, is this appropriate? It would be the same thing in California right now. A lot of California voters and citizens are upset that we are going to be paying for abortions for anybody who wants one coming into the state, people who want one here, people who aren't 18.
I think you pay for your own, but you should have the freedom to get one if you want one. You pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. You don't want to pay for it. I get that.
Well, yeah, that's what Tuberville is saying.
Yeah, but there's something else there, too. You know that. All right,
she keeps saying, but I don't know what that something else is that you're referring to. I don't know.
There's a political message there, to be sure. The idea that there could be a nuclear war with North Korea, this is something going back to the Trump days. I don't know if you saw this or talked about this on your local show in Los Angeles yet or not. There is a story floating around about officials worried. They were privately worrying about the possibility of nuclear war with North Korea. Miles Taylor, you must know this guy, right? Chief of staff to the Secretary of Homeland Security, has a book. It's called Blowback, A Warning to Save Democracy from the Next Trump. Which is due out next week. He details the fallout from the statement that he made in 2017. The U.S. would use fire and fury against North Korea should they continue to escalate their nuclear threats. And so it goes from there, talking about sensitive material, some of the carefully scripted things that were said by Trump. You know, this is just another somebody who's trying to make dough.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very funny. Yeah, people were worried about nuclear war when he first came in office. But, boy, we sure are closer now than we were then.
Well, it's not a pretty picture, that's for sure. All right, Jennifer and Doug, it's 18 after on Good Day.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers Slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan. Social media time. Playing around with the various methodologies and some of your messages as well that you pass along at Doug Steffen Networks, DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. The thing that I have on my mind at the moment, the disgrace that is TikTok, here's yet another reason to blow these guys out of the water. I hope you don't mind the pun. Have you seen these boat jumping challenges on TikTok?
No, what's this one? Because there's way too many of these challenges to keep
going. Well, there's 4 people have died as a result. This is in Alabama, attempting to jump from one boat to another. Apparently, there's been something on TikTok challenging people to see who can jump the farthest moving from one boat to another while the boats are moving.
Oh, my God.
How stupid can you get?
Yep.
They hit the water. One guy's head was ground off by the propellers of the boat. I mean, how stupid can you get? And this is this God-blessed TikTok. Why we have this, why there's even an argument that this should be or should be here, should be allowed. You know, people say, well, it's dangerous to go water skiing. Well, you know what? There is a danger to a lot of things, but why invite it? And the social media challenge, I guess not just on TikTok, it's been on other forms of social media as well over the past 6 months. People jumping out of boats, trying to get to other boats, hitting their head on the side of the boat. Here's a person who broke their neck. Here's a person who broke their
people
back.
People don't realize they're not invincible.
Instant death. And then these videos are posted out of these boats. But as they are posted, more and more people are trying to get to be famous. All right, this is my way to fame, right? You stupid. You are stupid. You just are stupid. Broken necks, broken backs, broken arms, broken legs. The propeller ground off somebody's leg, cut their neck off. I mean, good God. How stupid, honestly. Can you get the anger people say, well, it isn't just TikTok. It could be other forms of social media.
Yeah, but TikTok's kind of at the forefront of this.
Exactly. Community. Right. They shouldn't be allowed. There should be a law Some states are trying to pass law. Was it Montana trying to pass a law? And they sued the TikTok. The Chinese government suing the state of Montana.
Yeah, to, they want back in.
Yeah,
yeah, right. They're tracking movements. They're indoctrinating kids. Ugh. Make it, you know, Chinese TikTok doesn't have these stupid challenges. They actually use it for learning.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're smarter there than we are here. We're such dummies. All right, one of the other things that we have posted at DougStephan.com, the story about Elton John and his farewell tour. We were asking for some input, and Jerry Piller writes, Elton sang Goodbye England's Rose. I asked that question yesterday. Was it because one of the final songs, the final set, was Candle in the Wind?
And that song's so beautiful.
I wasn't sure whether the Candle in the Wind he sung was the one from 1997 or the one at Princess Di's funeral. And apparently he has never sung the song in public since the day of the funeral. And he says he will never sing it again.
Wow.
He refused to sing it in one of the anniversaries of her death. So I thought that was, I didn't know that, and so I asked that question, and that's the answer. Thank you.
Interesting.
Jerry, for passing that along. Let's see here. Here I am at work at 3 o'clock Arizona time listening to you. Thanks.
Yay.
Thanks, Michael Selby. Yeah, get to
Welcome
work,
to
will
party.
You please? Yeah, exactly. 28 after here on Good Day.
When every dollar counts, hit those dollar stores. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You might have heard newscasters chuckle when Dollar Tree stores recently marked up some items to $1.25. But Dollar Tree and Dollar General and Family Dollar are still the best place to buy things that cost dollars more elsewhere. Next time you're at the drugstore, look at the price on the back of greeting cards there. And why pay more for picture frames, phone cables and chargers, and school and home office supplies? Santa will thank you for buying gift bags and wrapping paper at dollar stores. And because breakage happens, the price is right for wine glasses and martini glasses and other drinkware. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Tuesday higher ahead of inflation data, and stocks rose after the major averages snapped a three-day decline on Monday. Investors are anticipating Wednesday's CPI reading for June, with second quarter earnings season set to kick off on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 317 points. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Ukraine will be able to join NATO.
There are still conditions that Ukraine needs to fulfill, but it has made great progress, and alliance members will continue to support Ukraine's progress on remaining reforms.
President Biden has made clear he does not believe Ukraine should join until its war with Russia is over. Biden is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other top NATO officials at a summit in Lithuania this week. Biden, meantime, thanking Turkey's president for supporting Sweden's bid to join NATO. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
It's summertime, 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 summertime,
and the living is easier. So somebody told me once, I'm not sure that's really it. Especially if you're into farming, the weather is so unpredictable. And I was just talking to one of my farmer friends who had been invited to be on this week's American Family Farmer Show, but he can't because there's so much going on. We're all trying to get caught up. I'm in the same boat. I will spend most of the afternoon
corn?
Today.
Is it knee-high? Because it is
no.
Now the 4th of July.
In I was up in Vermont and upper New York State over the weekend. And up there, where it hasn't been so wet, it is. It's growing well. But in my neck of the woods, it's a little slower because it was so late getting in. We actually did. We planted, but it got rotten. The weather, there was. It was an early spring. So we all plowed and planted early, and the seed rotted in the ground with all the rain that started in May and has continued. Here we are in July, and I'm looking at we have two good days today and tomorrow, possibly the next day. And it takes, with the hay growing as thick as it has because of all the rain, it takes 3 days really to make a good crop of hay. You mow it, and you tend it and air it out and then rake it up and bale it, and it can be a 3-day process. So you just keep, you keep fingers crossed for things to work out, shall we say. I was listening to you, and Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off for a couple of days. James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, talking about threads.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about, the whole idea of social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Good Day Radio Show. Jay has signed us up for that. But I was interested, even though there are like 100 million people who have already signed up, it reminds me of the old, the old days, when it was MySpace, was it MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace. Yeah. That's what we were talking about, that, this is a whole generation of people that won't know MySpace, but Threads is new. And James was just sharing that it's the fastest growing social media platform ever, right, James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, in 7 hours, it took just 7 hours for 10 million people to join Threads. That's it. And to give you perspective, it took 358 days for Facebook to get to that many, which is insane. So it's absolutely taken our generation by storm. And like you said, Doug, over 100 million people are on it, and it's been out for, a week?
That's insane. And what's the point? What's the point other than making Zuckerberg more rich than he is right now? What's the point? What do you get from it? It's supposed to be just like Twitter.
Twitter.
Well, why not just use Twitter?
He
doesn't own it.
I really think that Gen Z is so petty and they do not like Elon Musk, and that's why everyone has switched over to Threads. I really do think
they give it that much thought? Man, that's amazing.
That's what I've seen. Everybody who's like, because now they think Elon Musk is conservative. And so they think that he's dominating Twitter, and so now they've got their own platform.
Well, he is kind of. But Zuckerberg,
he's probably libertarian. He's probably a lot like you.
Okay, but Zuckerberg's the same. You dummies, if you think that Zuckerberg doesn't do the same thing. I'm calling people names and I shouldn't be, but it's dumb to think that on Facebook, with all of the credible evidence of him trying to influence the election through Facebook and many other pursuits of things that he's tried to influence and has been successful, because people have blindly gone into these social media hubs like Facebook, like Instagram, like Twitter, like Threads, and so what do you have? A bunch of people who are followers and not leaders. He's the Pied Piper. And whatever people, look at that, I read it on Facebook, it must be true. Are you kidding? Ay, 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 ay.
Are you trying to say it's not true?
Really?
Come on.
Uh-huh. Somebody sent me a note. Love what you do, Doug. What you're now doing, you are a magnet for all things good. As if you need an extra incentive to do that. Well, thank you very much. That's
kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. The discussion that we were having about TikTok during the social media segment, if you didn't hear it, you can hear it as we every day repeat the Good Day program all day, every day, in its entirety. You can hear it at gooddayshow.com, which is also where you get the download, the podcast, if you will, of the program. So we were focusing in on all these people that are looking at the TikTok videos of people jumping from one boat to another, breaking their necks, breaking their legs, breaking their arms, getting their... So now, as I look around, there is a problem. There's a, what some people use, and this word's overused, a crisis. I'm not sure that's the right word. But a lot of young people have drowned this year. And this is because this is the month in which normally there's a problem anyway, because July is the hottest, July and August, and children go out and they're not in school, so they go out. There aren't enough lifeguards, and so this problem has not been addressed, right? The youngsters go out, they go too far, they scream for their parents, they struggle, they splash, and they drowned. And so what's the fix for this problem? Is it having more lifeguards? There were never lifeguards around when I was a kid going swimming. I just used common sense. I didn't have much input from my parents when it came to this sort of thing. But, you know, that's your job. You're a parent. You have children. You have a pool. You have the lake. You have the boat, whatever it is. Your job is to take care of your children.
It just happens so fast, you know, I think for so many.
Oh, you can lose it very quickly. The sea, the water, very unforgiving.
Yep. Yeah.
Very unforgiving. But I just wonder sometimes about how it is. Maybe this is the word to the wise. Be careful. And pay attention. Do you have to be reminded of that if you're a parent? The parents I know of younger children are so tuned into them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the helicopter parent stuff anymore. James, do you think were your parents helicopter parents? You're of that age.
They kind of were until I got into high school, and then I started driving around, and then once I started driving, it was full on, you go do your thing, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
a lot of parents do the early swim lessons for their kids, like at six months old.
Right.
So that there's a survival
Miles has
instinct.
Been taking swimming lessons. He's at the UCLA camp, as a matter of fact, this week. And they have that big, huge swimming pool there. You probably know where it is off of Sunset. And they have a summer camp, and he's been going to it for the past, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years.
Does he like it?
Yeah, now he's more. He wasn't great at first, but he loves it now. And he's become such a social. He's become such a social butterfly. He has all these friends that are hanging around with him, and they're play dates, and they want to go swimming here and there. It's kind of fun to see him blossoming. There's a lawsuit seeking reparations. The reason I bring this up is because Jennifer is in the land of reparations,
mm-hmm.
and all of the crazy stuff.
Not a slave state, but we're in the land of reparations.
Yep, let's have some reparations. Okay, so the Tulsa race massacre that took place in 1921. This is pretty infamous. A lot of people know about it. The state of Oklahoma decided, or there were people who tried to get reparations, and it was passed. So this lawsuit that was trying to put the final screw and bolt in it to make sure it happened was thrown out by an Oklahoma judge. Tulsa County District Court Judge Caroline Wall threw out the lawsuit brought by three survivors of this rampage from 1921. Violent white supremacist mob attacked black residents in Oklahoma City, and the people that were killed, there were people that got burned at the stake, and 300 people that got hung, and that kind of stuff. Hey, listen, I'm with you. When it comes to whites against blacks in that era, the KKK and all of that moronic stuff. But the lawsuit was based on arguments from the city and state agencies. Apparently, the judge had ruled against the motions earlier on. But then they came back. I guess that's what I never understood about with prejudice and without prejudice. If you declare with prejudice, you can come and sue again. But if you're it's without, is that right? It seems like it's the opposite.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
basically, you can redo your case.
Yeah, they came back again. The three survivors, their families. Actually, there are three people still alive from 1921 who were affected by this, and they filed the lawsuit in 2020 with their families. They said the city of Tulsa broke public nuisance laws when they didn't act against the white mob that caused the violence.
That's true.
Yes, that's true. The lawsuit says the city and insurance companies didn't compensate the victims for their losses. That is, they failed. There were homes that were burned down. There were 300 homes that were burned down. Hundreds of people were killed because of this violence. I'd forgotten about this, actually. I remember reading about it once in history. But they don't really teach these things in American history.
No, this is one of those things that they did whitewash out of our history.
Yeah, Right, literally and figuratively. A group that supports the three survivors who filed another lawsuit, there was a statement that was released from them saying Judge Wall effectively condemned the three living Tulsa massacre survivors to languish to death. Apparently, they are all living, these three people that are still alive are living off the city. They have nothing. And this isn't going to do them any good. If it were to be judged legal, it's their relatives that weren't the victims. Or I suppose maybe you could make an argument. Could you make an argument that they were victims because their families were so depressed by what happened?
They could, but have you seen how old? The one's 108, one's 109, and the other's 102.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So they lived to be, it obviously didn't affect their longevity. Not that to say that what went on was right, because it certainly wasn't. Those people should have been hung themselves. But I don't think anybody was brought to justice because of that. That's kind of what I get out of this. They got away with it. The white supremacists got away with it. And so that may have been the basis for the suit. But boy, imagine that. Imagine that happening to you. Put yourself in their place, having lived with that experience through your entire life, growing up knowing, and that's an amazing thing itself. It happened in 1921, and these people are still alive that remember as children, very small children, the massacre, the houses being burned down, and the people in their families being killed by this white mob. Wow. That's a head turner for sure, page turner. Sure. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Past the hour, it is Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, I don't have to say Utah, do I? Because doesn't everybody know Salt Lake City's in Utah?
Yeah, certainly.
Expecting too much from folks. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Not your audience.
No, well, that's because we have a lot of people listening to the program.
Well, you cover so many subjects. You cover so many subjects. I mean, yes. Your audience knows everything. And what they don't know isn't worth knowing.
If they don't know, they can get the other information from you in the weekend program, Good Day Health, and also the podcast that comes down on gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm looking at one of the recent items here. You talk about cooking plants, heating milk in the pasteurizing process and what it does. You and I are people who are fond. I say don't eat raw meat, but raw milk is very, very, very good for it. I think you say eat raw meat, right? Raw oysters.
Occasionally. Well, raw oysters for sure. It's one of the best things for a man's sexual health.
Yeah.
But raw meat occasionally. I'll have steak tartare if it's prepared correctly. But usually you want to cook your meat because it helps to bust up the muscle fibers so that in your normal digestive process you can get more of the nutrition out of the meat.
But because we don't know where the meat comes from, where the pork comes from anymore, where the chicken comes from, or the fish.
Let me say this about what you just said there, because that's really important. Mm-hmm. If you don't know where it came from, you should not be eating
it. Cook it. Cook it.
Cook it. You shop carefully. You can get clean meat. You can get clean fish. You can get clean pork. You just need to be careful where you get it from, and you usually have to go to independent butchers to do that. The big commercial units, that stuff is not fit for human beings.
No, it's awful. Okay, here's a study that has been done of youngsters who grow up in the Amish community, and apparently there are no problems from any disease, basically, autism, which is a big problem among youngsters, I think, and Americans today. Diabetes, they don't have that. They don't have cancer. So what's the reason?
They don't get vaccinations. Amish children are strictly 100% not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So not only do they not have autism, they don't have autoimmune problems, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, ADHD, arthritis, cancer, and even dementia. And so a testimony was brought before the Pennsylvania state government because there's 90,000 Amish people in Pennsylvania, 82,000 in Ohio, and then the rest of
upstate
the 400,000 upstate New York and spread in several northwestern or eastern areas of the country.
Yep.
And why are they so stinking healthy? The only thing they can find out are a couple of reasons. Number one, they only eat food that they produce themselves.
Yep.
They're not eating processed foods. And the roadside markets that offer Amish prepared foods are always standing in line waiting for the kinds of stuff that they make because it's so delicious. But it comes from their own farms, it comes from their own animals, and their children are not vaccinated, and their children do not get sick. Now, they can fall down and break a leg, of course, but the Amish people have a survival rate of COVID 90 times higher than the rest of America. Nobody wants to talk about this. The only people who talk about it are natural health advocates like myself.
Well, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about it.
He's really pushing it. I've been blacklisted on YouTube. I've had several of my YouTube podcasts taken down because I talk about this kind of stuff. And in the fact that I'm not trying to make a point here other than this should be investigated. But vaccinations is a big, big moneymaker.
Of course, it's a big business.
Yes, it is.
Right. It's a big business. All right, so Word to the Wise is sufficient. You can get more information on this by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com. The Forbidden Doctor is a great place to find some of the great supplements that come from Standard Process. Plus, Jack has his own enzymes, the Lee enzymes that are long life and energy driven. That's something that you can get no other.
We can hardly keep it in stock.
I know. That's good stuff. Here's something else. Calitrin brings you Dr. Jack, and they can hardly keep their product in stock as well because it works so well. Go to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. It's the drug-free, the stimulant-free, the best way for you to lose weight and keep it off that America has ever seen. That's a heck of a claim, but they wouldn't still be in business after 26, almost 27 years if it didn't work. So check it out for yourself, Calitrin at toploss.com, and enjoy the fruits of taking this supplement and helping yourself to looking better, being better, feeling better. That's what it's all about here on Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program at 59 after the hour. Doug Steph.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.